The first general congregation of the College of Cardinals has been convened for the morning of Monday, March 4th at 9 o'clock in the new Synod Hall. A second session is scheduled for that same Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock. The director of the Vatican Press Office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, made the announcement during his daily briefing for journalists on Friday. Also during the briefing, Father Lombardi spoke of Benedict XVI's evening and first full day of his retirement, the course of which was described in English by Father Thomas Rosica.
To give you some idea of how the Pope spent his evening last evening, how Pope Benedict, Pope Emeritus of Rome, spent his evening, we spoke with Monsignor Georg Ganswein this morning, Archbishop Ganswein, and he told us that both of them had a very good night's sleep, as you can imagine. They had dinner. And they watched television. They watched two newscasts, Italian newscasts, of the day's events. Following dinner, there were prayers, regular evening prayers, and then the Pope read some of the messages, the many messages that have come to him. He went for a walk in the corridors and in some of the great reception rooms of the palace that overlooked the lake. Today, they woke up. They had Mass this morning at 7 o'clock, as he normally does. And he will spend some time in the Vatican Gardens, the Castel Gandolfo Gardens, saying the rosary as he normally does. Usually in the winter time, he goes for a walk around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and says the rosary. He brought some books with him. There are several books about theology and history of the church. Another factor that came out yesterday is in the weeks leading up to his departure, the Pope played piano every evening after dinner. There was a piano in his apartments, and you can probably be sure that he'll take up that habit again in Castel Gandolfo. Last night, obviously, we didn't hear any music because he was watching television, but he'll most likely be taking up piano once again.
Also announced during the press briefing was news that the Vatican Post Office already has ready the stamps marking the period Sede Vacante. Coins, however, have yet to be minted and will likely not be ready until May. I'm Chris Ultieri.